Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Clock Talk Brunch Talk Radio Show with your host, Big Sam, bringing you old and new school street races from the Midwest, mixing it up with how street racing was done back in the day and how it's done now. Midwest street racers, stand up, because it is time to turn your clock off. Big Sam, take it away.
What up, everybody? This is Big Sham, and you are on another Thursday, y'all. Clocks off, Grudge Street Talk Radio. Man, it was another great weekend, y'all. If you wasn't there, you missed a great show, man. It was a lot of racing going on. More than I've seen in quite some time, and man, all I can say, if you wasn't there, you missed it, man. It was off the chain. Lil Tony and Slouch and them, they did their thing. It wasn't them. You know what? It was the racers, man. They people stepped up and tried to, you know, engage and do some racing for a change. And I mean. Chicago stood up, Detroit stood up, and, you know, not just them, but, I mean, I'm biased. Y'all know I'm biased. Chicago, Detroit, Indiana, you know, man, they did their thing. I'm happy for them. I'm happy for the races. I'm happy for Lil Tony and Slouch, man. They did their thing, and I'm glad that it's trying to come around now. Man, this weather is beautiful. Hopefully it's going to hold out for the rest of the weekend, because we speak things into existence, and, man, it's going down once again. Y'all know I'm running. I'm, getting to this board. Let me say, if y'all didn't know, Brother Cal City Cal, his father passed. You know, send your prayers to him and his family. That happened, man, that day, the day of the race. He was just about at the track and found out and had to go all the way back home and then came back, y'all. That's what's up. He came all the way back to the track after all that. So, man, I take my hat off to him, man. I just, you know, wanted to, you know, acknowledge, sending prayers out to him. All right, let me go through my announcements. I finally got here to this board. This Saturday, y'all, Don Ye is having what is it called? I'm sorry. I don't even have I got the flyers in my truck. But the Super Bowl, I think he's calling it. It's going down, y'all, this Saturday. Grudge racing at its finest once again. That's at Cordova Dragway this Saturday. This Sunday, everybody, big drag. Actually, here's the Saturday and Sunday. He's been, you know, telling y'all he's going to come to support Don Ye, and then Sunday back at Byron. But here's this Saturday and Sunday at Byron, his annual event. You know what that is. That's going to be another good event. It's always good. That's usually our vacation. We just go out there and have a good time. So if you want to come engage and look at some good racing, y'all make sure y'all get to Don Ye on Saturday at Cordova Dragway, and Sunday at Byron for our Brother Drag. The following Saturday, August the 9th, is Peso and Wayne. They doing something at Milan with that $10,000 shootout out there. And I know that's at Milan next August the 9th, I want to say, the following Saturday. Y'all make sure y'all go out and support those brothers. And last but not least is going down one more time. Myself, Big Sham, and Bruce Leroy, we are doing it again. The Street and Streetable Car Madness, September the 6th at No Limit Raceway. It's gonna be bananas. That's all I can say. If you got a street car or a streetable car, and you really want to race, hopefully, man, people will engage and really try to race. I hope you do. You going to? Somebody gonna force your hand. It's gonna be plenty of action. I'm inviting everybody. Fast cars, slow cars, it don't matter. Just make your way. If you really trying to engage, I mean, I'm just all grudge race, all street grudge race. I believe in it. I love it. That's what I like. That's what I love. And that's all I know. So make sure. September the 6th, that's a Saturday, the Saturday after Labor Day. Make y'all way. It's going down. One more again. We are having an invite shootout. I'm working on the names. I got some real good names for y'all. So it's going to be something that, man, we ain't never seen yet. I have it. And I'm quite sure it hasn't been done yet. So y'all just hold y'all horses. I'm working on it. It's going to be something you ain't never seen before. And trust and believe, it's going to be a good show. Okay, let me go on to this topic. My topic for tonight was street rules versus track rules. And the reason why I say that is because this grudge or whatever you wanted, they changed it to grudge, and my thing was it was street racing. So therefore, now that we're racing at the racetrack, a lot of these rules and so forth and so on, they have changed or, I don't know, diminished in some type of way. It's a lot of confusion in the rules. I think when you say track rules, I believe that it need to be some type of clarification with what's what, and we getting away from the real street rules. I mean, I know Stips changed the game, but I believe that some of these, the basic, we need some kind of basic rule, and I'm just trying to get y'all, clarification on some of the stuff that be going on at the track and so forth and so on. Let me see. This is Mouse. I know it is. Mouse, your mic is open.
What's up, Big Sean?
What's going on, Brother Mouse? How you feel?
Oh, I'm pretty good.
Everything all right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we were talking about it earlier, but just to get him a slight synopsis, when I say track rules, when people say track rules, are they talking about the in particular track that we're at the time when you're racing, or are they talking about a basic criteria like NHRA rule, those rules? They say you're running by track rules. Now, usually I know that's talking about red light you lose, some case scenarios, if you touch the line, the center line, what they call it, track rules, if you touch the center line or you hit the wall, you lose, those type things. Now,
right.
In the street, well, unless you stipulate it, in my experience, if you racing in the street, the rules are they kind of different. Like I'm waiting on him to get on the line. Terrell from the Stranglers. I want him to be on the line to get an example. I know everybody heard about what happened with him and Tony Bynes, and then now again with Puerto Rican Pete this past weekend and Hootie. I wanted to just use those examples because it's so much you know, what controversy, I guess, over track rules and the regular street rules. Like in the street, when I was coming up, if you chase, it's a race. Is that correct, Mouse?
Yeah, and unless something else was stiff.
Okay. Now, I use this example with you and Junior. If just say, for instance, we racing each other and I leave and I come in your lane and then I come back out your lane, but you don't stop. You chase me all the way through the quarter. And what I know, that's a race. Now, what you say about that? If you chase me all the way through the quarter, then it's a race.
Well, see, to me, the way I race, if you came in my lane in front of me, you lost, point blank.
Okay.
The race was over right there at
okay.
that point.
Now, that would have to be stipulated or, see, that in my mind, no. There you go. Hold on, let me bring him in. Go ahead, Terrell.
Yeah, what's up? What's up, Shannon?
What's going
what's
on, brother?
All right.
What's up, Terrell?
I don't know if you caught me at the end, but I was just talking about the topic for tonight is street rules versus track rules, and what do we, you know, how do we intertwine both of them, you know, to make it right. I used your example. You had a question. Let me just let you ask the question, Terrell. Then you have a question.
Yeah. Basically, about the top of the question is that what rules are we using? Are we using NHRA rules? Are we using track rules? Because I think each track might have different rules, or they might have made up rules. How do we know the rules is what it is? We don't know what the track. We go to these tracks. We don't know what the rules of the track until something happens, and then the rule get brought upon of a gamble.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we need to know what are the rules of the tracks, so we know not to cross those rules. We have any discrepancy when somebody's gambling and they break a rule, they don't know the rule, then that's how stuff gets stirred up.
Mm-hmm.
So, and we can't go by NHRA rules because we're not running, we're grudge racing. That's why you're going to go together. So,
right.
We need to find out what's the track rules. Each track carry the same rule? Is it a universal rule? Or should we come out with our own grudge racing rule that we should all have that we have to follow when we grudge race?
Okay. Now, I asked the question, Mouse. I don't know if did you answer it. I don't think you did you hear the question. I said, is it each individual track that when you say track rule, is it each individual track or is it the track that you're at, they got their own independent rule?
Well, I believe it's the track that you're at, but really pretty much all the tracks got the same rule unless it comes down, it's usually a difference when it comes down to crossing that center line.
Mm-hmm.
Because, see, some tracks have a double yellow line down it. Some of them have one line down it. So I think usually when it's a double line, they say you could touch it, but you can't cross over it.
Okay.
Now, if a single line, if you touch it, that's it. That's considered a foul.
Okay. Now,
but everything else is pretty, you know, pretty much general. Red light. I mean, there ain't too much more than cross the center line and red light when it comes to track rules.
Right. Okay. Now check this out. What happened with Terrell and Tony Bynes when he didn't red light, he engaged the light. Okay. Now,
right.
NHRA and what's the name of the IHRA? You say they all similar. I mean, those the ruling probably is the same. Now, I got some rules right here. I'm going to read these rules right quick with that. Wait a minute. Give me one second. Okay. It's saying here. Boundary crossing, lane crossing. Wait a minute, is this the right one? Marriage, blah, blah, blah. Run line, lane, track. Crossing some line. No, this is like, this is the one. No, I'm sorry. Let me go back to this one. That's the one that I'm going to read about what happened Saturday with the touching of the cone or so forth and so on. An employee's first warrant rule, a red light is considered worse than a breakout. Crossing the lane boundary is worse than a red light. Even though if it may occur after the red light, all the technical disqualifications supersede any of the track disqualifications. That's not the one I'm looking for either, but that's self-explanatory. Y'all give me 1 second. I got a few of them that I read. I'm trying to look on my phone, y'all. I can't have see. But it's talking about, wait a minute, the infraction of if you don't engage the tree, like what you did, Terrell. You didn't engage the tree. It does say you disqualify yourself. But dual infraction, okay, in case of dual infraction on a competitive run, the one making the worst infraction will be disqualified. If infractions are of equal rank, the first infraction shall be disqualified. In cases where both opponents in a race have mechanical difficulties prior to the start, even effort will make to determine a winner or loser on a contest. When possible, now, let me see. I'm trying to. My phone won't do right. Okay, there it is. The rule also applies to two cars making a single. No, wait a minute. Exception. Both cars. The center line is this. When possible, includes allowance. Making adjustments. No, that's not it either. The exceptions. Blah, blah, blah. I'm sorry, y'all. I got a few of them in here, but I know I read one. It says about if you don't engage the tree, and that's the one I'm looking for. Y'all be patient with me.
I got something to say.
Okay, go ahead, Terrell, while I find that.
If you're grudge racing and you don't stipulate, you make stipulations about pro tree, 8 mile ahead or whatever. If you don't say track rules in your stipulation of a race and a person break a track rule, cross in front of you, and by you not telling a person track rules, they cross in front of you in their lane, does the track rule still, can you still use the track rules or can I use the track rule? Can you say, well, I crossed in front of you, but you didn't say track rules, I still won? Or do the track rules come into effect?
No, you can't do that. When you cross the lane in front of somebody, that ain't even a that's a known fact you lose.
I beg to differ.
If you cross in front of at the track.
At the track, okay. But
if there's no red lights.
Mouse, question though. See, that's exactly where I'm trying to go with it. He went there. If we grudge racing and you don't stipulate track rules, and he cross in front of you, and you chase him, is that still a race? You follow what I'm saying? That's a good question, and that's a real good question. That's exactly what I'm talking about right there. Because, in my opinion, we going to the track to get off the street. Now, that don't necessarily mean that you got to use the track rule. It's just we using the track as a place to race.
Okay, but
if y'all understand what I'm saying.
Is just a rule, period.
Yeah, but you just said if you're in the street, I did it once before, and we went all the way down through there. Now, the person that held the money, all we told him was pay whoever come down through here first. And when we went down through that first.
Wait. But listen to what you said. Then if he paid the person that came down at first, he did what you told him to do.
It was both of us. Both of us told him that.
Okay, well, then that was y'all's tip. To pay whoever come through first.
Okay, but check this out.
Now, what if the person would have came through in their wrong lane and they started off in the left lane and ended up in the right lane and came through the finish line in the right? Y'all said pay who come through first.
Hold on. Let me let Tone. This is Tone right here. Come on, Tone. What you got?
Check this out.
Hold on, Terrell. Tone.
Yes, sir.
What's up, bro?
Hey, man, just listening in, just calling in and supporting.
What's up, Tone?
Oh, that's what's up, man. You had a hell of a show, brother.
Thanks, man. No, we did. We did. It wasn't me. It was all of us on the phone. We had a hell of a show.
It was beautiful. It was beautiful.
I enjoyed that one.
Thanks, man.
Nothing else could have got better.
Yeah. Like, I want to thank everybody who was engaging, man. Guys was racing, you know.
Yes, they were.
A lot of time we go on the shows and you hear a lot of people talking about racing, and when you get to the event, you know, it ain't quite like that. But I mean, I seen guys, literally hot lapping their cars. And these weren't street cars. These was race cars, hot lapping them. And, that was a beautiful thing for girls racing. Anybody who came to see some racing definitely had to feel like they got their money's worth that day.
They did.
It was racing. And, it was some good races.
It was.
Yeah, it's real good racing.
Long anticipated. Okay.
Yeah. Hey, Sam.
Yes, sir.
Let me say something real quick before I forget what I wanted to say.
Okay.
Now, track rules. Think about it. If you don't stipulate track rules, when me and Tony Byers raced, we didn't stipulate track rules in that gamble. It was head up, I get the back tire, 8 miles. That was it. We're talking about track rules. So why did the track rule play in effect when I did that? If we didn't stipulate track rules, then I should never got disqualified. The same reason my brother ran. Huh? Because how can a track interfere with a gamble if we didn't, what'd you say?
Y'all use the tree.
Right. But if we don't stipulate track rules, then how you going to use track rules then? Right, okay.
But y'all agreed to use the tree. So since you fouled on the tree, that comes into effect right there. Now, if y'all would have did it off a flashlight or a hand movement, then it wouldn't have been a problem. But y'all agreed to use the tree.
So you're saying once you use the tree in a race, then a track of calls.
Then you have to agree to the rules of the tree. That's why people use a tree to stop people from jumping, red lights, to say if you did jump, then you red light.
Hey, Terrell.
Yeah.
Quick question. Okay, let's say, like you're saying, if you don't specify track rules, you're questioning should track rules be in place. Let's say you were racing somebody, and like that race you say with Tony giving you the back tire, and y'all go down through there, and clearly you out in front, you two cars out in front, and for whatever reason, you don't get a win light. So are you going to just rerun him, or are you going to ask the tower who got there first?
Well, in that question right there, yeah, you're going to see who got there first.
Huh?
You're going to ask the tower who got there first, or anybody who's down the end, who's there first.
Right. So the question... The point I'm trying to make, the question you asked is a real great area because, like a situation like that, now you want to implement track rules. Track rules is whenever it's questionable, the tower has the final say-so. And now you're saying in your other situation, but you didn't stipulate track rules. So, you know what I'm saying? It's kind of tricky. Either you're going to use the track rules or you're not. you know, we can't just use them when they're favorable to us and, you know, don't want to use them when they're not. Because technically, okay, if we basically, you saying we ain't going by track rules and don't know light come on, so now it's just a matter of he saying, well, shit, I was on the side of him when we got down there, or, you know, I was in front, you know, you're going back and forth. Y'all say, okay, man, hold on, let's call the tower and ask them. Okay, now you're using track rules when you call it and have the tower make the call.
Well, in that situation of who in front, the tower will have a better judgment because they're going to know your ticket and the time ticket, how, you know, when you pass certain marks, you got there first. That's how they might determine who got there first, unless somebody with a camera. But let's say if you violate something, they cause you not to get down on the end. Do you track rules then?
You say if you do what now?
Just say, like, if you cross the center line, got back in the lane, and we didn't stipulate track rules, and everybody on the start line said, no, he crossed the lane, he lost. But you didn't stipulate track rules in your gamble and got back and went around them. Do you still get the win?
I believe I heard somebody say once you go to the track, basically track rules are in effect, and that's how I feel too. Whenever I step a race and we at the track, it's always head up, pro tree, whether it's eighth or quarter, track rules. I always say track rules. That way,
so,
you know, but like say
even in a grudge race?
Where, huh?
Even in a grudge race?
In a grudge race, if I'm at the drag strip, I say track rules. I don't care if you give me the back tire, two and a hit. However we do it, when we take off and we at the drag strip, it's track rules. I ask for that. Now, everybody else may not, but always say track rules because we have to track, and then that eliminate. Now, like say here in, I ain't going to say Detroit, in Michigan, when we street racing, the only way you, our thing is if you move, you lose. If you chase, it's a race. Now, if the only way going down the street I could get, it makes it a non-race, is if the person that I'm racing cuts in front of me. He can do whatever he want to do behind me, but he can't cut in front of me.
Okay.
If he cut in front of me, race is canceled. Now, I've heard Shorty say before, if the person cut in front of him, he can't, at that point, he lost, but I can keep going and try to beat him. But if I don't come back around him, it's no race. I'm like, well, dang, Shorty. Because I remember me and Shorty went back and forth with that. I'm like, damn, Shorty, well, you got two chances to win where he only got one. You saying if he cross over in your lane, basically he's disqualified. So now you got the option to get out the gas, hey, we disqualified, or you can try to come around him and still beat him. That's what I'm telling Shorty. Well, Shorty, you getting two chances to whoop me, but I'm only getting one chance to whoop you.
Right.
But, you know, I mean, if that's how he street race, that's how he street race. I feel like once it's a disqualification, then the whole thing is disqualified.
Right. Well, I mean, and that makes sense to me, what you're saying, Tone, about if you're at the track. But I don't know. I just think if you grudge racing, then, they stipulate everything. So the stipulation, if you don't stipulate it, then it's still, it don't count. It don't count. I mean, well, that's just what I think. I don't know.
Okay.
It's an automatic assumption from what you're saying to me. If you're at the track, it's just an assumption that the track, you know, you're using the track rules.
Right. And you know, like I say, see, the assumption leaves room for the basically the bullshit. Because
right.
The wiggle room.
Like I say, right. Last year when we had the, what event, what was it? One of our shootouts last year. The flyer said 29, 10, 5 or smaller. I think it might have said 315. I put my car in the shootout, and I had a W on the car. They said the flyer don't say W's are allowed, and I said it don't say that W's not allowed. So we arguing back and forth, and I said, you know what, I'm going to give y'all that. Even though I'm the least likely to win this, but I'm going to give y'all that because it didn't specify W. So I'm going to go ahead and pull my money out, and I'm going to bag out. So, you know, like I say, when you don't specify, you leave a person wiggle room. So at the track, I always say track rules.
Okay. Now, Terrell, what I found it. It's talking about dual infractions in the NHR rulebook. In the case of dual infraction on a competitive run, the one making the worst infraction will be disqualified. If infractions are of equal rank, the first infraction shall be disqualified. In cases where both opponents in a race have mechanical difficulties prior to the start, every effort will be made to determine a winner and loser of the contest. When possible, this includes the allowance of a reasonable time period for the contestants to make adjustments and repairs and complete to their car. The rule also applies to making a single run exception. If both cars cross the center line, they are both disqualified. If both cars leave the line before the tree activated, they are both disqualified. These exceptions notwithstanding, in the first round of car crossing, okay. Now, but in the other part of this book, it's talking about if the worst of the two infractions is the loser, which in turn tells me you didn't activate the tree, but the other boy crossed the line, so he lose. That's the NHRA. I'm reading this from the NHRA book.
Right. Now, does the NHRA say that that's when it's a red light? Or when you don't even take the tree?
No, the infraction, I'm just talking about what he did. The infraction, is just what I just read said. If you don't activate the tree, then you disqualify yourself, which that's what he did. But between the two infractions, the crossing the center line is the worst of the two infractions, so he lose.
Person
is that clear?
Cross the line, Lou.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, let me open up some of these lines. 847-4139, your mic is open. Hello? Oh, wait a minute, it's doing something. Really? It's taking all day, y'all. Sorry. Hold on. 847. Did it? Oh, he dropped. I'm sorry. 313-8435. Your mic is open. 313-8435. All right. 228-1132. Your mic is open.
Give Big Sam the bell for the week. This is Big Daddy. I was telling you last week to get that NHRA book.
Yes,
sir. Now I got another scenario for you today.
Okay.
I was listening to you a few minutes ago when y'all was asking things.
Okay.
Okay, we had a race down here on the coast here. Race was heads up, quarter mile. One car gives the other car to leave. That was the whole thing. And then a few seconds after he said that, before they locked the race in, he said, leave when you get ready.
Okay.
Okay. They pull up during the burnout. Both of them doing the burnout. The guy that was giving the lead pulled up to the tree first, and he stopped. The other guy was doing his burnout behind him. He kept going and got paid.
Huh?
You heard what I said.
He got the fruit roll up.
Wait a minute. Wait. Nah. See, that's a mess.
He never stopped out of the burnout.
Right, he just kept going.
Like old guy said, you have to stipulate in that track rules or whatever, because you racing on the street. If you tell me leave when I get ready, and if I'm back there doing a burnout, you sitting there already ready to go, then I pass you up and keep going. I left when I got ready. That's what you told me to do.
Okay, but that's but I got to be ready first.
He was sitting at the tree, though. That's what I'm saying. He was sitting at the tree. He waited until he did his burnout and everything, got up there, sitting at the tree, and then he did his burnout and just kept on.
That was some bullshit.
Yeah,
and that was a
bullshit, man.
Oh my God! See, I don't know. That, I mean, really, has that what it's come to? I just don't understand.
It's
I think everybody knows that it's from a dead stop.
Right. Exactly.
Well,
I mean, come on.
You tell a person to leave when he get ready. So, okay, that's what he did. He left when he got ready. And you know what I'm saying? There was no stipulations on any of that. It's all blood racing is the hooker trick who the best.
Oh, I understand. I understand that fully. But I mean, is it any type? I mean, it's got to be some type of basic rule. The basic, it's basic fundamental rule to it.
It has to.
It's got to be. I mean, come on.
Now, let me show you another thing that they do here on this coast down here. Okay, now if we're gonna use the flag man on the street, which I heard the guy say chasing his racing here. If you're not from here, they're going to put a flag man out in front of you. And that flag man is going to be about 60 yards out in front of you. If you leave on me, as long as I stop before I get to that flag man, it's not a race.
Oh, no.
No.
Yeah. Wait a minute. Do the other guy break the tie?
Everybody leaves. I'm saying if I'm racing you and you leave in front of me, just say, for instance, you just treat the hell out of me. And I'll take off behind you. As long as I don't pass that flag man, it's not a race.
Oh, yeah. No. Once you leave, it's a race.
Well, I'm just saying that's the way they do it here. That's what I'm saying. They get away with a lot of that. I'm telling you, grudge race, that's all a trick game.
Well, I think that's what Terrell was talking about. I mean, should basic rules, I mean, you know, both of them, Lil Tony made a good point, too. When you at the track, but I'm thinking.
I said that last week when I was talking on the other show.
Uh-huh.
Because if you look at the video, Terrell did actually turn on both bulls.
He did.
One bulb went out, and he left.
Right.
He was activated when both of those bulbs were on, so there's no thing about he didn't activate the tree because he did.
No. That wasn't the argument. The argument was he didn't red light.
Don't mean to activate the tree.
No, there's no red light come on. That's what I'm saying. That's what I was telling them last week. A red light did not come on, and a wind light did not come on the other end.
But when you saying the tree, what? How can the tree not to be activated if you turn all four bulbs on?
That's what I'm saying.
Because it's not on. You just okay. Let's say as soon as you're the second person in. You turn on your stage light. As soon as it flicker, you take off. The tree never got a chance to activate.
No, it didn't happen like that.
It's got to hit them first set of bulbs. If it's a pro tree, the yellow's got to come on first. Or if it's a regular tree, that first yellow got to come on first.
No,
you're talking about after the staging bulb.
After they both in. You can't just, if you take off too fast, the tree ain't activated yet.
Okay, slow down.
Because my brother raced Puerto Rican Pete, he both bulbs came on. He took off on the red light, and the tree never dropped. He got a red light.
Exactly. That's what I was trying to say.
He turned on both bulbs, and he left when Puerto Rican Pete staged. My brother stayed. My brother took off. The tree never dropped. He got a red light, and Puerto Rican got the green light.
You're going to go red every time. If you back out of the bulb.
Then they red light because he left too soon. Maybe the starter did it.
Get a red light, though. But see, if you pull into the bulb and you pull on both your bulbs, it don't even have to be about the other side over there. He could be coming up to you. If you roll through the beams, your red light is going to come on. If you back out of the beam, your red light will come on. Once you stage, you got pre-stage and stage. Once you stage, you cannot pull out of the beams or through the beams. You will get a red light.
D-Drag said that, too. The light, the tree's going to activate as soon as you turn the bulbs on. Not after you turn the stage bulb on. Right. On before. That's why the tree dropped and showed green on his lane. I had a power outage.
I've seen it where people have had all the bulbs on and left too soon. Before the tree got a chance.
Let me diverse for a second. I still want to go back to this. Now, Tony made a good point. When you at the track, you it's just a preconceived notion in his mind that you running the track rules when you at the track. But I beg to differ, and I'm trying to see what y'all think about that because if you grudge racing, to me, this just me, unless you say track rules, Mouse, you said if you're using the treat, in my mind, the tree ain't nothing but a flag man. It's just making sure that
I'm not saying that
you wrong or right. I'm just saying what my opinion is. If you use the tree ain't nothing but make sure that you can't jump. That's just what I think.
Right.
You know, that's all the tree does for me.
Tail on a jump and tail on a wing. That's all it's there for, basically. You don't worry about times or anything. That's
exactly.
Cheap.
Now, as
it
far as
the bullshit.
Yeah, but with the in my mind, if you cross the center line, that makes sense. But like I say, in the street, I've seen it done differently, where you know it didn't obstruct you, and you chased them. Now, if you stop, that's something different. Now you got to do the race over again. But from what y'all saying if you cross the center line. Now I heard somebody else on this line. He say if the person he telling me the gate. Now if you come in my lane, I'm running your ass over. I'm gonna crash your car. Now see, that's ignorant. But I'm just saying, you know. Oh wait a minute. Hello. Hello. 773-3803. Your mic is open. Okay, he ain't gonna say nothing.
Hey, Sham.
Yes.
Track rule. What's the rule when you got 5 seconds to leave before the light turn to stage before the light turn red? Count you out. That's a track rule.
Yeah, no, I have to look
only
that
when
up.
It's on auto start. Only
auto
when it's on auto start.
So you have to stipulate
that's
that.
So you won't
to
burn
the
down.
Too.
The person sitting next to you, and you have them up on the converter sitting there like that. That's what that's all about.
So if you say track rules, you got to tell the track officials that it's track rules, and you got to tell them you want that automatic start for the burnout.
Right? Usually they don't
well,
even
you know
use
what? Auto start for grudge racing. That's only like for shootouts and stuff like that.
But
you know what?
The for regular
so
grudge
count.
Race, they
it's
don't
what
use auto start.
It
won't be hard unless you ask it to be on.
Okay.
Auto
start I got a lot of cool track rules.
Okay.
So you couldn't burn
somebody
down.
The main reason they don't use auto start in a grudge race is because if you think about it, most people sit there and they purge their lights and they go through a whole.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying? I can't even think of the word. But anyway, they go through a whole procedure of doing different things and get the car ready to launch at the tree. And, you know what I'm saying, that takes more than 5 to 7 seconds a lot of times with a lot of people. And then a lot of people just slow as hell anyway. So, grudge
okay.
racing don't use on those start.
Okay.
Well,
okay.
Sham.
Yeah.
Well, NHRA was the first ones to implement the auto start, and the auto start wasn't put into place to eliminate burn downs. They put it in place to speed the shows up because – you can pull in and sit there as long as you want.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people say burn down, but when you can only burn a guy down if it's driver's error. I say if I go in there and I come up on my converter and I go on the trans brake, whatever, you ain't burning me down. I'm burning me down because the other guy ain't ready yet. They put that in place to speed their shows up that, okay, y'all can play whatever games y'all want in the lights, but you only going to play it for 7 seconds.
Right.
So we can keep these shows going. And,
well, that happened.
Know,
that happened Saturday.
Correct.
It happened
like
Saturday.
Saying,
now,
you know,
whose fault was that?
That was driver
that was
error,
Aaron
right
fault.
There.
It was. It
yeah.
was. I would
it
say
was.
That. Because he didn't. You, once you, if you double bub somebody, then you ready. But you see, they ain't got but one bub on. So why would you get on the trans brake?
Yeah,
or why would you, you know?
Same thing happened with Tony and Plumber Kevin. Plumber Kevin burned himself up.
Correct.
In Hattiesburg.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah. Because like I say, and I even gave him the courtesy of saying, you know, I'm in a turbo car, so I got to build boost. So if you go in first, don't go on your converter, which. I mean, what's understood don't need to be explained. He should have known
right.
not to do that no way.
Exactly.
I turned on, because I had my top bub on before he had his first bub on. You know, I hurried up, did the burnout, and he did his burnout. He cleaned the car out a couple of times. He turned on his first one, and I started building boost. He went straight in and went on the flow. Like I said, I was giving him the courtesy of getting ready first.
Right.
And, I mean, the man just went straight on the flow, and then he accused me of burning him down. I'm like, man, I
That's
said
your fault.
Five times. Yeah, I said five times. If you go in with both buzz before I do, don't go on the flow because, you know, I'm in a turbo car. It takes a few seconds to build boost, which, like I say, he wouldn't have had to told me that because I wouldn't have done it. I ain't never went on the flow when the other man only got one bub lit because I don't know how long he going to sit there. And
right.
In that situation, when Aaron did it, I was standing on the starting line. When Aaron turned both bubs on and went on the flow, I'm looking at the tree, and I seen that Donye only had one light on. So when
right.
I looked over at Donye, Donye was looking down, like, in his console, like he was doing stuff. He was not even looking at Aaron. So, I told Aaron, I said, Aaron, I was betting with you, man. I'm not going to lie for the man. He was not paying attention to what you was doing. He was racing his race. You went on the flow prematurely, man. It was driver error. And he's saying, yeah, but he left me there. I said, Aaron, the man wasn't even paying you no attention. I looked at him. He wasn't paying attention that you was on. I looked at you thinking that you was going to get off the trans break. Look back over at him, and Donye was doing the same. Donye wasn't paying the man no attention. It ain't like he was sitting there appearing to be ready, but just not pulling in. He was doing something in the car, and he was looking down. The track didn't even have his attention. He finally looked up and rolled in, and, you know, it was what it was at that point. I told
mm-hmm.
Aaron, I said, Aaron, the man didn't do that deliberately.
Well,
I wouldn't say that. Because I'm going to tell you something. You can hear when somebody goes in on the trans break and different things over there, and their car's in real. Some people sit there like they don't pay attention. I see it happen a lot of times when I go to some of these little sports and competition races. A lot of people don't realize they run a turbo car. They don't realize that their turbo car has to take a minute to build a boost. So they just go in like they're going against a normal car. They don't realize that. So they just
okay,
do normal things. A lot of people hear that, and they'll sit there and let you find out.
Yeah, let me keep it real, real neat. Everybody gonna do it. If you sitting there and somebody get in the lane in the bub, and you know good and well, and they get on their trans brake and you ain't even went in yet, you gonna wait. You gonna sit there.
Mm-hmm.
You gonna sit there. Come on now. I mean,
I didn't see y'all like that.
You gonna sit there because somebody said that's a driver error. It is a driver error. You shouldn't have got in there. So okay, I'm gonna take this advantage.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
so
yeah,
there you know.
You gotta remember
no
one
rule.
Thing: you in it to win it.
Right.
Yeah, it ain't no rule against so-called burn downs. It ain't
right.
In the NHRA, IHRA, or nowhere else do it say you cannot burn a man down. I mean, is it they look at it as a low blow, yeah, but, I mean, man, shit, we at war. So, I mean,
but
call it what you want to call it.
Right. Yeah.
I'm the underdog. I done jumped in some shit that I shouldn't have done nowhere. I got to do what I got to do.
Right.
You know, I feel like you got the
advantage
anyway.
Every advantage you can find.
Right, yeah.
Every advantage you can have.
Yeah.
Oh, let me open this next one. I think this is Stokes. Stokes, go ahead.
Man, what's going on, Big Sham?
What's up, brother?
Nothing much, man. I was driving. No, I'm just sitting back listening, man. Y'all got some good stuff going on, man. A lot of love.
You know I'm gonna open you up for a second just to let you let everybody know you there.
Okay,
you
man.
Know why
appreciate it, y'all. Appreciate it. Terrell, what's
up, boy? What's up? You know why Diane was looking down? He was in Chuck car. He ain't familiar with the buttons. See, I know he's looking down.
Boy, you always got to say
it
something.
It was going to be a gap anyway.
Oh, man. Y'all are something else. Let me keep going.
All right, man.
Yes, sir. 847-4139. Your mic is open. 847-4139.
Hey, yeah,
hello.
Sharon, what's going on?
What up, who this?
Hello?
Yeah.
Big Mark.
What up, Mark?
Nothing much, man. I'm just supporting the show, sitting back listening, man. Y'all got a good show going on. I'm just going to sit here on mute, finish checking you out.
Okay, well, come on back in if you hear something.
All right, sounds good. Thank you.
Okay.
Hey, Sharon.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? And speaking of that, when we saying, you know, when you have to track, you know, the assumption is track rules. Me and Wayne locked in a race, and our stip was we going to street race, but we going to do it at the track.
Right.
That we said we didn't want the tree. We wanted a flag, man.
Okay.
We wasn't concerned about crossing the center line, hitting the wall, or none of that. As long as we don't cross in front of each other, it's a race, and that's what we agreed to. Because, I mean, you know, me and Wayne been kind of going back and forth for a while, and we said we don't want each other to lose on a technicality. So we going to street race, but we going to do it at the track. If we hit a wall across the center line, whoever get there first win, and we're going to do it with a flag, man.
As long as you don't touch each other's car.
As long as we don't touch each other. Now, you know what? We didn't say nothing about touching each other. We said as long as you don't cross in front of the other person, the race,
uh-huh.
And he said correct. I said so. If one of us hit the wall, cross the center line or whatever, as long as we don't do it in front of the other person, we racing, right, Wayne? He said, that's correct. We street racing.
Exactly.
Said, somebody out there, he said, we're going to turn on both stage bulbs and we're going to let a man flag. Fuck the tree. We don't even need him to start the tree. Just so that we know that we're even and we're going to have a flag man out there.
Okay.
That was how we stipped the race.
Right. Now, I like that. I like that. But in the same breath, for me to eliminate, what you call it, jumping, you know, because you're a jump forever and all that, the jumping and like I say, if you the jumping and you can't jump the person, you know, either you're going to leave first, you know, it's going to be even. That's the only reason why I like the tree. But all the rest of it, that make a whole lot of sense to me. That I mean, that's a real. It's just a street race. Even, you know, for me, crossing the center line. Now, if you don't cross in front, I mean, that's just for safety. I just think, I mean, for me, that would be just for safety purposes. But all of the rest of the, I mean, these, you know, track rules. Terrell, both of y'all make a sense. I'm still in the middle of it though, because what Terrell said, it makes sense to me. If it's a grudge race, we just using the track as a facility. It's a grudge race, but then Terrell, it comes back into all the stips. You know, people stip you to death. I mean, which is, it's like you're not really trying to race. You're trying to stip me. You're not trying to race. So I'm kind of torn between those two.
Yeah, some people take the stip thing just way too far, because it was a race down south. These guys arguing back and forth, well, not arguing, but they putting their stips together, and the race was all right. We got to be in the lanes by 7:00. Guy said, okay, no problem. One of the guys was having problems. I want to say he had transmission problems. So they left the track to go get a trans, and they come back, you know, they're working on the car. Come 7:00, the other, well, say 6:30, 6:45, the other guy pulled his car in the lane. So they tell the man, they got the car up there, all took apart. If they ain't in the lanes by 7:00, they lose the lockup money. So the guy that he was racing, he physically walked in the lane. So they tell him, man, what's happening? He say, shit, what? I said, man, you got to get the car. No, you said I have to be in the lanes by 7:00. I'm in the lane. I don't lose a motherfucking thing. They argued back and forth, and he said, hold on. What was the agreement? We have to be in the staging lanes by 7:00. I'm in the staging lane. You didn't say I had to have a car here. You said I had to be. I said, man, look at this goofy ass shit.
Now, that's crazy. I mean,
you
know.
You got to watch what you say.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
you do.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, you know, he didn't say, you know, so like I say, I learned from then, when you talking that, putting the time on it, we have to have our cars in the staging lanes and ready to race by this time. Because, man, some people, you ain't got to go through all that because they're going to keep it clean because you're trying to race. But like,
right.
When you go into other
that's the
other
everybody trying to get
know,
some free damn money.
Yeah.
Instead
yes,
of racing.
I witnessed that with my own eyes. And they arguing back and forth. The guy telling him he on bullshit. He said, hold on, man. What was the agreement? That I had to be in the staging lanes by 7 o'clock. I am in the staging lanes.
Well,
and,
you know what, Tom?
You know.
People, you could tell, man. I said it once before. I've said it several times. We need to get back to the old days where people would make race happen. They would make a race happen. They weren't looking to get, free money. I'm not going to say not to get free money, but the way they did it, they were trying to whoop somebody. And you got to make a race happen. All these call outs and all this and that, man, look here. You got to make a race happen one way or another. So that happened Saturday. That's what I'm talking about. But the stiffs, that's ridiculous. Oh, my God. That's just gone too far.
Hey, Sam, now what about what you said yesterday about two people agreeing to be in the staging lane and one car is there and one car ain't?
Okay. The question I asked Mouse yesterday is similar to what you just said, Tone. If you just say we got the stipulation to get there at 7 o'clock, and you sitting there at 7 o'clock, and then I come up at 7:02, and you say I lose. But I'm coming to race. I'm ready. I'm coming to race. Now, are you going to win off 2 minutes? Are you really trying to race, or are you trying to win the money for nothing?
Listen, and I've seen that multiple times, and guys have to pay it. Me personally, if me and you agree to run Sham at 7 o'clock and you back to having problems with your car, I'm not going to hold you to – me personally, I'm not going
right,
to hold you to 7 o'clock.
Exactly.
But if you don't
yeah.
race me that day, then I expect the lockup money.
Right. That which
you know,
makes
I mean,
sense
I'm,
to me. But
yeah, I'm coming to race. You know, we saying, but, you know, we put a time on it. But
right.
I want a race more than I want, you know. I mean, everybody likes something free. But, I mean,
yeah.
I love the sport of racing. I get more of a thrill. My thrill is not the money. My thrill is whooping you.
Right. It is. Now, that's true racer. But in the same breath tone, you know what? You got to take the money. You have to take it.
I mean,
you know
I
why?
Think, once
you, gotta
you go
take
ahead
it.
And tap out, I'll take it.
No, no,
but
no.
Not,
well,
I don't want the money. If, like I said, I'm not going to press the issue about the money if you come up there at 7:05
no,
and I'm telling
no,
you, hey, man, you lost that. Now you can pay
right.
me that and we re-lock in.
Right. Now, that's because it's you and me. But I'm talking about it. When I use the example, I'm saying if it was somebody else, you know,
cruddy motherfucker got to pay that, partner. What's happening, gentlemen?
I'm saying this.
What's up, James?
If the shoe was on the other foot and it was me doing it with somebody else, they want to get paid. So if somebody do it to me, now I'm not talking about me and Tony because that's something totally different. Yeah, I mean, when you got a relationship with somebody, you know what? Sometimes with certain people, it still can go bad. That's why.
Wait,
you know, we talk about.
It never happened to me one time.
You know that it still can happen. That way, it just keep down confusion.
Yeah, but one time I went down to Orangeburg to run Dog with Smokey, his Camaro. We get down there, Dog ready to go. I'm ready to go. We pull in the staging lane. They tell us hold on. They're gonna drag the track for us. They do all they're gonna do. They tell us come on in. Pull in the bleach box. Dog fire up. I go to fire up. All the people off the flywheel. Car won't start. So I'm in the lanes, you know, early enough for the time. So we push the car back out. And Dog say, no, nah, man, you know, I don't. First Dog said he don't want no money like that because I wasn't able to run right then. And then Killer told him, dog, you don't get no money no way because we were supposed to run by 6 o'clock. The man was in the lanes ready to run by 6. Okay, something happened. Now we're going to push it back and fix it. But he met the terms of the stiff. He said, you know what, killer, you right. You right. Go and fix it. We tried to fix the car. We didn't have what we needed to fix it, so it wasn't nothing I could do. I couldn't race. I get dog the lockup money. Dog gave me half the lockup money back. He said, here, man, you know, you came all the way cross country to run, so ain't no question that you was coming to race. He said, I can't do you like that. I think we had locked in like $500. And he just told me, give him $250 and don't worry about it. So, you know, dog was a gentleman about it. You know what I'm saying? He did. I mean, clearly I lost. I gave him the money, but he said, no, man, you traveled a long way. And he gave me some of the money back, which, you know, I
appreciate. Right. Everybody ain't going to do that, though. That's what I'm talking about.
You're absolutely correct.
That's why I said you got to take the money. Now, you know, with most people, you just have to take it because everybody not going – they want their money. So you got to take – it forces you to just, man, it just do what the agreement is. That's the bottom line. If you lock in – you pay. If you don't race when you're supposed to race, you pay. Now, once I give it to you, if you want to give it back to me, that's something different. But I'm going to give it to you here. I lost. That's it. And that's how, I mean, you just got to do it that way. Track rules versus street rules. 312-0684. Your mic is open. 312-0684.
What's going on, everybody? I come here to wave my hand at everybody, man.
What's up, brother Larry?
Hey, man, I'm hanging in there, man. Everything is good, man. You know, Sham, I wanted to just cue in a little bit on what y'all were just saying. And what y'all were just saying, Sham, we have got so far away from drag racing. You know how a lot of time they get so concentrated on what they're doing, they forgot that they got people that come from miles and miles and miles away. Nobody's coming to see nobody get shafted. Nobody's coming to see nobody get into a confrontation. Nobody's coming to see nobody fight. You know, everybody's coming to a drag race. You know, and it's got so far away from that now. And I really wish it was something that we could do about it. But Stiffs, to me, it got a little bit outrageous, you know, in my own personal opinion. And the reason I say that is because of the simple fact that if a guy comes from a long distance to come and race us, and we say that we're going to run at 7 o'clock, if he have difficulty or if something break on the line, we didn't get a chance to race. You understand what I'm saying? So if it's a situation where he don't be ready before the night and something is over with, then that's a total different story. You know, but I just think that it should be fair for everybody. You know, a lot of the guys, they're not trying to make it fair, man. They're just trying to just reach out and grab
money.
What they can grab, man. You know, and
they're
and
not trying to race. They're trying to
and
rob.
The reason I'm speaking on this is because, see, even though Lil Bruh is not racing at the present time, I've done a lot of traveling, man. I have went to see one person race 5 times that it didn't take place, man. You know, even though I saw the other event, that was one of the main events that I was coming for. I was kind of disappointed, but I kept on carrying on because of the simple fact that each and every time I come, I had a chance to meet different people and so far and so on, and fellowship with other people and so far and so on, as I always do. You know, but I just think that it's kind of, I don't feel like you have to have an encyclopedia on the arm to go drag race. You know, and that's all I want to come in and say, Sham.
Well, I concur, Brother Larry. It's self-explanatory, but man, you know, I say it like this: once you go one place, and all it takes, it's like what they call it. It's just got a good effect on you. Like this past Saturday at Lil Tony in the race, man, it was so much action there that hopefully this will trigger. It will just keep going down the line. It's just going. It won't stop. It won't shut off. Now it's just, you know, it's on and popping. It just keep going. Hopefully the people won't win and won't give you a race back. They, you know, if you win, man, give me a little something. or run me back or something, or race somebody else. You saw something. It's hopefully that trigger will just keep, you know, continuously going on. So I believe that it will, because it was so much racing that you can't help but to race. You got, even if you didn't race nobody, man, if you saw the racing out there, it make you want to race. It just make you want to. If you really like racing and you got a car, it just, in my opinion, that's just my opinion, it just makes you want to race. And hopefully it's just a everlasting effect on everybody that was there, or not even if you wasn't even there, if you heard about it. Now it's just, is what I want to do now. So I'm hoping that
I watched over 40-something. I watched over 40-something grudge races. And
yeah, you saw me and my crew get whooped, but we'll be back. We'll be back.
Yeah. Y'all did it with honor and dignity, man. The way y'all did it the way it was supposed to have been done, you know. And that's what it's all about, you know, because that's what we're there for, to come
so hopefully,
and to drag race. And after we finish racing, fellowship. You know?
Well, he whooped me. Hopefully, now I can get the shake. Let me go to this next caller. 708 9598. Your mic is open.
It's Don Ye. What's happening, fellas?
What's up, Ye? How you doing?
What's up, Yiggy?
What's going on with y'all?
Man, everything
Governor,
peaceful,
what's going
buddy.
On, Governor? Hey,
Sam. Yeah.
You know who you got on the line?
Yeah, I know who I got on the line.
Well, I mean, don't you think you ought to show a little bit more courtesy and respect? Did you see Saturday? That mister.
I'm sorry. Wait a minute. Let me start over.
That is mister.
Yeah, start it over, Dale.
Hey, wait a minute.
Hey, Donye, hold on a minute. Donye, hold on. Let me cut him off real quick. How you doing, sir?
What's going on?
What's happening?
What's
up, Donye? You know I got to mess with you, bro.
Mr. Donye, you sure
right. Yeah, man.
Hey, Junior.
Huh?
Man, Donye ain't nothing. Don't have me call Young Money over here.
Ooh,
oh my goodness!
What your money gonna do? Wash his truck? Wash his truck? What they gonna do?
That's all
hey,
they
man,
can do.
Came on, they didn't went in the bushes, man. That's what
man, look here.
Hey, Junior, I just told Young Money that was driver air. Donye burnt that man down, man. That's the only way he could whoop him. Man, I bet he ain't trying to get back.
Hey, you want me to tell you something?
Listen, man. No, hold on. Let me say something about that real quick. I don't burn nobody down. They burn themselves down. I do the same thing every time, no matter who comment, I do the same thing every time. So I got a little routine that I do every time. And if he jumped in it, got on the brake, that's his fault.
Yeah, and that's,
I'm
that's,
still
that's
doing
what
my thing.
I told him when he had bumped in, I said, Aaron, I was looking over at the man. Donye was looking down at his console doing something. I said, that man wasn't paying you no attention. I said, Aaron, it was driver error, man. He's like, man, he burnt me down. I say, Aaron, it's impossible for that man to burn you down, man.
You can't even burn a nitrous car down, man. Yeah. Nitrous car ain't got to come up on no boost or nothing like that.
Right.
If the car go down the track, straight down the track, we didn't have six. If you go straight down the track, they got the same action.
Hey, man, I don't want to hear about that. I want to hear about when you going to whoop Cold Killer. That's what I want to know about. What's going to happen Saturday?
Well, I don't know what's going to happen Saturday with Cold Killer. There's a bunch of rumors out there. I don't know if they true. I know if they true come Saturday.
Uh-oh. Who was that with that background noise?
Oh, anybody paying a little
today,
huh?
Who's that? Mute your phone if you ain't talking, please.
That sound like Stokes.
Is it? Oh, let me go to him. See. No. I don't think so. But go ahead. Hey, Donye, tell us about your event Saturday, man, while you on here.
This Saturday, August 2nd, for Dover Dragway, the Super Bowl of Grudge Racing. All the races out of the Midwest going to be in the house, or should be in the house. If they not, they're going to miss a good show. We got a lot of guys coming out. We got Tony Vines coming out. They bringing Rambo and the STN truck. We got the Iowa 10-5 boys coming down. They looking for action. We're gonna have a Motor City Mafia in the house. They gonna be looking for action.
Yes, sir.
Ride or Die, Young Money, Never Scared. All them gonna be in the house looking for action. I actually just got a text saying McCraven, he looking to lock somebody in. So if anybody want to answer the call out, he looking for action. So we got a lot going on. He's fast trying. Hey, I don't mean to miss nobody.
Oh, don't miss Rough Racer, too. Everybody going to be there.
We're gonna have a good time. Hopefully we can put on the same kind of show Little Tony did. Guys come out, they want to race. You know, ain't standing around messing around all day.
Right. What's the hour?
You know, the track gonna open at 10 o'clock.
Okay.
It's probably gonna go high to south. I'm hoping they had a track ready at 2. They got a street drag that night. So they got to do a lot of prep after that,
okay.
After a night like that. They're going to run it. They're going to run the track Friday night to 3 o'clock in the morning. That's going to be basically street cars, so anybody with mufflers.
Okay.
We're going to get it in. We got a big time shootout. I'm really excited. I got a lot of calls about that. I'm really excited to see how that turn out.
Mm-hmm.
And that should be good if all the guys show up. That should be real good.
Okay.
You know, we're just looking to come out and have a good time, man. And whole lot of drag racing, hopefully.
Well, it sounds good to me. While I got you on the line, let me ask you about what this – did you hear the topic? Track rules versus street rules. Now, do you think that we should have our own rules as far as the actual rules? Because you go to a lot of different tracks. When you say track rule, if you run a track rules in a grudge race, should you run by street rules or should you run by track rules? Or, I mean, should we have our own rules? Because there's been a lot of, you know, little things that didn't happen that that's been going on like these last few weeks. A couple of things that happened. I know that you heard about, you know, with the tree discrepancy, blowing the cone out, all that kind of stuff. If you don't stipulate that it's track rules, should it still apply?
If you don't stipulate it, no, it don't apply. I mean, if you run in behind somebody, if you get in somebody's lane, if you impede the person, then, you know, it ain't no race. You lose.
Okay, do you lose
run behind
or do you do it over?
And get in, you lose. You know what I'm saying? You stopping his progress.
Okay.
Now, I mean, it's the track rule. I mean, track rule is track rule, but if a man run behind him, if he happened to jump and get in his lane, come back around, we've seen this, get back in his lane, then come around the guy, and shit, hey, that's a race.
Right.
It used to be a long time ago, two cars move, it's a race, no matter what happened.
Exactly. I don't want to say we can go exactly to that, but it need to be some kind of ground rule. I mean, without the stipulation,
I don't know how you can get back there. In my case, I probably would step track rules. Shit, I don't want nobody coming over in my lane. Not for a second.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Safety first.
Just, yeah. Yeah. So,
okay.
I think the cars, you know, some cars you can get away with, some cars you can't. I can't steer this car around another car going that fast. You know what I'm saying? It ain't gonna be
mm-hmm.
that easy.
Right.
So I don't want nobody in my lane.
Well, I don't want to even
if he behind me, even if
mm-hmm.
he behind me, I could pull a chute and then get caught in his car, and we could wreck everything.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's just one example.
If you get, you know what I'm saying, if they get in your lane, the race is over for them.
Okay.
And I done seen a lot of shit happen after the fact. You know.
Mm-hmm.
After the fact that after they know the race was over, they still going and shit happened on the big end. Track, you know, somebody crashed. And we always say, oh, man, what the hell they keep going for? They lost the race.
Mm-hmm.
So.
All right.
Case, I don't, you know, seeing track rules, saying, you know, that's part of the step for me.
Okay. Well, you fast, so you don't count.
What about that center line, though? What about that center line down here? What you think about that center line when a person crosses that line?
Oh, that's the same thing, man. That's the same thing. You know, I done seen guys just use it as a crutch, though. I mean, no, they couldn't get back. Shit, he crossed the center line. Hey, man, you lost. Or ain't no race. You cross over the center line. He ain't going back.
That's right. That's right. I agree with that.
Because he know he can't win.
No, would that be smart or not?
No, man. You just skip your race the way you want it to go. I guess I could just say it like that. If y'all both in agreement on what it is,
mm-hmm.
then that's what it is. You skip your race for what's best for you.
Hey, Sam.
Yes.
Now, you just asked that question when he told you a guy would go across that center line just to null and void his race so he can go back and say he having some type of engine problem or something, not to run the race back because he know he has no possible chance of winning. It's just
mm-hmm.
like I told you about the guy that gave the guy to go and he kept on throughout the burnout after he had pulled up to the line. It's the
right.
same thing. You know what I'm saying? It's
mm-hmm.
all stipulation. That's all it is.
I think that's worse, though. I really think that's worse. But
it's still
I mean,
the same
you know,
thing. It's cheating. It's cheating.
It is.
No matter
it is.
There's no such thing as a little cheater or a big cheater. A cheater's a cheater.
Yeah, I guess. But
a cheater is a cheater.
Yeah, exactly. Let me go to this next caller. 773-6894. Your mic is open.
Yeah, what's up, man? It's Muscle Milk. What's up, Jam? What's up, Terrell?
What's going on, brother?
Chilling, man. Just chilling, sitting back listening, man. You know, a lot of information, man.
Well, I appreciate you calling in, brother.
Yep.
Hey, come to the garage, Muscle Milk.
All right, here I come.
All right.
773-3490. Your mic is open.
Hey, what's happening, Big Sham and the crew?
What's going on, y'all?
I was hoping to get in before you change the topic. My battery's getting real low and shit. But let me say a few things here. This racing thing, man, like Larry said, it got out of hand. First things first, they need to eliminate all the fucking stiffs. That's the first thing they do, but they can't. We can't do it because it's part of racing. Second thing is, when we were street racing, if you crossed over behind a man, it was still a race. See, now they allow you to call that as he crossed the center line at the track so you don't go back because you were losing. That didn't save you on the street. If you crossed in front of a man on the street and he got around you, he got paid. If he didn't, then he had options to rerun you again. That's the way the street racing were. As far as the track rules, who really knows the track rules? Let me tell you who. Nobody. No damn body in racing. Because each track is different. But what rules really need to be in place at the track is only two rules should only be in place at the track. If you really want a fair race, that's the red light, not the red light, but the fast light comes on the side that wins. And if you cross this center line, you lose. The reason for that is because of a safety issue. I said this last week. NHRA makes that overrule all rules because it can cause a havoc. I can cross the finish line. I can cross the center line, I'm sorry, and hit the other car. I can turn, flip. A lot of different things can happen when you cross that line to cause a big chaos. This is why everything, it overrules everything. That's why. But the whole thing with stiffs, man, is they just totally out of hand, and they're not even using stiffs to race. They're using fucking stiffs as a security blanket to get out of racing, and a security blanket to not lose their money when they know they have lost. If you really want to race, you don't. When they book a race today, Sham, I mean, I'm no disrespect, Big Sham, when they book a race today, the first thing they want to do is holler, what's the stiffs? If you really want to race, you wouldn't even use that. They wouldn't even be used.
Mm-hmm.
With that, I'm going back on me to play my game of chess.
No, I'm too late.
All right, Brother D, I appreciate you.
Hey, Sham.
Yeah.
Hey, Sham.
Yeah.
Before we say all that talk, that what he just said about, I don't know how many of you have been down here on the Gulf Coast down here to Hattiesburg to the drag strip on those Fat Tuesday races.
Mm.
But back between 98 and 2001, there was a race here at Hattiesburg. I'm not exactly sure, but I think it was the Bankston Boys and somebody from B&H Racing. It was a maroon and yellow 77, 78 Camaro, and there was a 68 or 69 Firebird. The Firebird was in the left lane, the Camaro was in the right lane. Now, this is the thing about that crossing the line thing. This is where it come into play. The guy went down, his car got wild, the Camaro did, it got loose. But the Firebird was like 3-4 car lengths out in front of him. This car had a big gigantic motor. It was giving him the brake to get down the track. He got back in the car nosed over, went across the center line, came back. He recovered just a little bit, and when he nosed over again, he hit the car again and went to second or third stage of gas, and the car immediately crossed the center line, ran into the back of this Firebird, and both of them flipped to the end of the track. And, I mean, they were, like, somewhere in the neighborhood about 700, 800 foot down the track, and they flipped the rest of the way past the finish line. And I guarantee you they went almost an eighth of a mile past that flipping. You know what I'm saying? And one car climbed on the guardrail, and the guardrail actually went in the car. Nobody got hurt in this race except for the guy where the guardrail came in his car, nipped him on the calf muscle in his driver's lead.
Mm-hmm.
Driver's in his right lead. But, you know what I'm saying? But that's the thing about those cars, you know what I'm saying? Even from behind, you stand a chance of you know, something like that happening because you're trying to recover, you know what I'm saying? Especially on the street.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you have to be aware of the safety factor. That's, you know what I'm saying? That's all it is. It's your safety. And you know, then another thing, I'm going to say this here, and I'm going to let it go. I look at these guys down here, a few of them down here, and a few other tracks. I've been over in Georgia and different places like that. Guys got 520 cars with no roll cage in them.
Yeah.
Now, what sense does that make?
Not none to me.
I love me.
Yeah,
I'm gonna say
not
like
none.
I said to Brother Laren last week, I love me. If I got a 16-second car, I'm putting a roll cage in it if I'm going to go out there and race.
Me
anything
too.
Anything can happen in drag racing.
Me too. Well, it take you to crash to, well, you know, I ain't going to, you know, well, for
no,
me,
no,
it,
no,
it,
not
it,
true,
took,
not
it took it took me to crash to I was one of them that I didn't have a cage in my car, but I ain't racing nothing without no cage in it no more.
Let me give you an old saying here down here on the coast. Well, it's your safety. I'd rather have it and not need it than to need it and not have it.
Absolutely.
And that's,
absolutely.
That's I love me.
With no question. But let me go back
on
what I don't want. I appreciate you, man. I don't want to stick on crossing into the lane. Actually, I was the as far as the topic, track rules versus street rules. I'm just talking about general principle about the rules themselves. Not just that, you know, crossing into your lane, but
yeah, I know.
The stipulation, Lil Derek said earlier, Tony and Terrell, you know, as far as if you don't stipulate it being a track rule, then it's a street race. And in a street race, you know, the rules are different. they are different by far. But then somebody, I can't remember who it was, they said if you use, I think it might have been Lil Derek, if you use the tree, then you implementing the track. So,
no,
and I beg to differ. I just think that the tree is a mediator. It's just, it makes it fair. So, I mean, you know, we can go either way with it. Let me keep going. I just wanted to point out, I know we were talking about crossing in each other's lane. Don't nobody want to cross into nobody's lane. I mean, you know, for, you know, I think, you know, I've seen people do it on purpose. But nonetheless, you know, that was foolish. I was real young, but they was younger too, but just to get out of a race. But nonetheless, 773-3033, your mic is open.
Hey, what's happening, Big Sham?
What's going on?
This nephew, man.
What up, nephew?
Nothing much, man. I'm just turning in right now, man, but I wanted to just send out a special prayer, man, to James from Ground and Pound. He lost his mother last week, and I want to send a special shout-out to and condolences to Cal City Cal because he lost his father.
Right. Who is James?
Also, man.
James from Ground and Pound. James. Who is that?
He got a Chevelle. He used to hang with Kevin. But like I say, if you've seen him, you'll know exactly who he is.
Yeah. Okay.
He lost his mother last week also. So
okay.
You know, I just wanted to send my condolences and best wishes, you know, to the family, man.
That's for sure. That's from everybody, I would think.
This our drag race family, man, and ain't nobody gonna take care of us better than we take care of us, man. So just wanted to, you know, just let them know they in mind and spirit, man, and just, you know.
Oh, I appreciate that, nephew. I knew about Cal City Cal, but I didn't know about James. So yeah, y'all, everybody, man, keep them in y'all prayers, y'all. That's it.
Yeah, that's it.
Let me keep going, nephew. If you're not talking, can you please mute your mic? I hear some babies in the background. 708-0313. Your mic is open. 708-0313. Your mic is open.
How you doing, Sam?
Good.
What I was listening to what you guys were saying, but the thing is, drag racing is already, for my personal opinion, is already chaotic with all the steps and whatever is on the street should stay on the street. When you're at the racetrack, keep it simple. If you want a street race at a racetrack, tell them don't put the tree up, don't put the cones down, and you don't know who's going to win the race at the other end, and y'all can argue about it all night. But if you're at a track, it's already got rules there. The common sense rules, if you pass that center line, you lost the race. Who wants to pass the center line and go behind somebody and crash? So the reason why you got track rules is to keep it simple. And a lot of people want to make things chaotic. If you want street racing at a racetrack, tell them don't put nothing up, don't prep the track, and then y'all can go all up the wall down there and crash into a wall. I mean, it's just crazy. Why would you want chaos at something that's not chaotic? That's just my personal opinion.
Okay. Who is this, Rob?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, Brother Rob. I appreciate your comment. Let me keep going. I'm going to keep going. 224. mute your mic, Rob, because you got a lot of background noise.
I'm in a truck by myself, man. That ain't me.
Oh, well, that
I
ain't
true. Right,
somebody is. Okay. Somebody got some background noise. 224-7641. Your mic is open.
Big Sham, what's happening? This is the real baby boy. Told me to call in. I'm calling in, baby. This is baby boy. What's happening?
What's up, baby boy?
Man, I can't call it, baby. I can't call it. Just signing in, man. Just signing in. I just got on the mic, man. I just got on the mic, so I didn't know what your topic was.
I said I was going to call in, baby, and show you some support. I'm calling
man,
in.
Man, I appreciate it. My topic tonight was track rules versus street rules. As far as being at the track, using the track as a facility to race as if though it was the street, should the same rules apply? Should we use those rules? What are the rules? And so forth and so on. Should we use them same rules? Unless you stip that it's we're using the track rules, should we just use, I mean, as it being on the street?
Stip doubles automatic, guys.
I mean, it could go both ways because, you know, if you're at the track rules is track rules. Really on the street, you really don't have no rules unless you stip some. To me, what I didn't took from it from just being around racing, you know, watching Skin and a lot of them people, you know, it's just how you stiff stuff. I mean, track rules, I don't care where you go, what track you go to a track over in Cancun, Mexico, it's still track rules. But when you know, you're on the street, like I said, it really ain't no street. There ain't no rules on the street, you know.
Okay, let me give you the example. Each track, the rules is not the same at each track. Because at certain tracks, I'm just using this one in particular example, if you cross the center line, you lose. But at another track, all you have to do is touch the center line and you lose. That's why I was saying, Terrell, earlier we were talking, when you go to these individual tracks, somebody need to know the rules because, you know, anything can happen and you don't know. You know, we just sometimes, you know, you can be real unclear about what the rule is for the track. I don't know if you was at the track when Terrell and Tony Baz race, and you know, he didn't bring the tree down. The tree he engaged the tree. All four bulbs came on, but Terrell left, so the red light didn't come on, and the other Tony Baz guy, the green light came on and he took off, but he crossed the center line. They went to the, I'm assuming, to the tower, and the tower told him that Terrell lost because he you know, left first. But that's by NHRA rules.
That's like a double standard because, go ahead.
I'm saying NHRA rules say, the crossing the center line is the worst of the two infractions, so they lose.
Which is true. That is
what I'm saying. But
that's right.
That is true. And you,
that's right.
Like what you just said earlier, just a few seconds ago, yeah, it's different rules at different tracks when it comes down to the center line. Because you got some tracks that don't have one solid line, they have two lines. And you could just touch that one line that's on your side and you disqualify, you lose the race.
Right.
Or, you know, and then some tracks, they got two lines, then you have to cross that double line for you to lose a race. Then they got it where, you know, some tracks, if you hit the cone, you automatically lose.
Right.
So it's a lot when it comes down to, you know, track racing. On the street, you don't have none of that. You don't
right.
You have a center line, but you don't have no cones or nothing like that. So
right.
That's all with somebody, whoever's street racing, have to specify that because you can cross over in front of somebody, then, you know, if he don't get out the gas or you cross over in front of him, he switch lanes and get in your lane, and y'all still go across there and he whoop you, you lose.
That's exactly what I'm talking about. Now, some other people was on here earlier, they say if you cross the line, I mean not cross the line, but if you cross the line, you lose. That's what, it's so many different rules. That's you know, and you saying grudge racing. I mean, a grudge race ain't nothing but a street race to me. Now that's just me. I'm just saying. But you know, man, don't hold on, baby boy. I want to open up these mics, but that's exactly what I'm talking about. It's like there's no particular rule. Just like the same thing. It was a grudge race between Pete and Hootie.
Let me explain that, Shaq.
Right.
Let me explain that, Shaq.
I'm saying he didn't touch the cone, but the cone moved.
Right. It could be just
and
the
moment
of the car
I'm gonna let you,
that blew it over there.
Okay, now, Hootie, Terrell, you said that the track official told you that they lost, right?
Right, correct.
Okay, now, where did he get that rule from? Because I'm looking in the NHRA book, and it don't say nothing about blowing nothing. It
that,
say
that, that,
you got,
that was
it
the
say
wrong
you
got to
touch it.
Right, the track official said it.
You have to make contact.
You, exactly. You get that, if you make contact with it, you got to touch it, right?
See the key words. The key word is contact. So
man,
contact means that you physically have to touch it.
That woman come over
you know, whether like it's your bumper, whether it's your fender, your door, whatever it may be. The exhaust blowing out and the cone tipping over. I mean, if anything, that goes back to the track. Y'all should have had that cone weighed down a little bit more. If that's what it took to blow that cone out.
Yeah, see, if you do go to a track official, where is that's just something that they made up, or is that something from a book
track?
That's
what the track made up. That was the track rule at that time. I didn't know that. A lot of us didn't know that. The exhaust blow down a cone, automatic disqualification. But that was track.
That's wrong. Because I mean, for you to get disqualified. Now I'm gonna put it like this: NHRA and IHRA. If you come in contact, listen. This is how it's said. If you come in contact with the wall, the line, you cross it, you hit the cones, you hit the timers, anything on that track, yes, you are disqualified. Nowhere does it say if you blow it off. You know? I mean it that calling there, maybe for him, okay, for the guy who told you, whoever the official was, that's his judgment call, which the bottom line, when you do go to one of those officials, it's their call. You know, it's at their discretion. But it goes back to this. When you racing, you need to know where you at. So then when you have a situation like that, you know how to dispute it. Let's say which 131, you know, that's an NHRA track. So at that moment, if it was something that a person wanted to dispute, okay, you based off of NHRA rules, pull out the rule book, show me where it says this rule. And guess what? He can't show you that. The thing that he'll tell you is come in contact. Okay, what part of the car touched whatever it may be? Nothing. The exhaust blew it. Now, how can you be disqualified if the exhaust blew it? If your car at no point came in contact with it. Now, if his tire would have nipped it, the bumper would have nipped it, whatever, the door flew open and hit it, yeah. You know, but then you got some tracks that they don't have sanctioning bodies, but their general rules are based off the two main ones, because they're the only ones that to a point exist. All of these rules that these tracks got are based off of whether they pick big bits and pieces off of one or the other, or they just use one set. It's either IHRA or NHRA. And when you look at it, it's correct what the gentleman said early about you have, at some tracks, you have one line. Some tracks, you got two lines. Some tracks, if you touch the line, others is if you cross the line. So I honestly think with regards to what your question is, Shan, it's a matter of each of us as racers knowing where you at, and when you specify or don't specify track rules, know what's going on at that track.
You get ahead of yourself.
Because, I mean,
okay.
You know, that's just my opinion on that. And I mean, even with your race, Terrell, with your race with Tony, okay, you disqualified yourself the moment you crossed that beam and the tree wasn't activated. But the moment he crossed, his infraction whether it's IHRA or NHRA, which are the let's say the majority bodies, okay, he disqualified himself. Okay, now for the official to make the call that he won based off of what track rules are, well, you would have to show me them track rules. You know, because everybody, for the most part, everybody knows it's first or worst. Ain't nothing worse than crossing that line.
All right.
But,
well, I mean, yeah, I'm reading it from the book, but that may, I mean,
yeah.
Yeah,
I mean.
Yeah, that,
I mean,
it makes sense to me.
I mean, the worst of two evils, you know.
Right.
In any, I don't care what event you go to, unless it's a renegade style where everything goes out the door. Crossing that center line now, is it the line itself, crossing over, touching the line, whatever. See, that's where the petty shit comes in. But for the most part, anytime you cross into that other lane, it's over with. Unless it's, like they say, if it's a by run, then it wouldn't affect you. But if it's in competition, yeah, you're a done deal.
All right. 773-4309, your mic is open.
What's going on, Sam? What's happening, Sam?
Hey, what up, Will?
Hey, what's
happening?
All right. Hey, I wanted to touch on that crossing center line stuff, but I'll leave that alone. Tell me what y'all talking about. Somebody got hurt this week?
Somebody got hurt?
Yeah, I heard you're talking about keeping somebody in their prayers.
Oh, no. James from Ground and Pound, his mother passed, and Cal father passed.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just want to know. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sorry to hear that. Definitely keep them in my prayers.
Yeah. For sure.
Okay.
For sure.
All right, and man. Y'all center line and stuff. Y'all talking all that center line stuff. Do you know, at NHRA, they have 50 cameras showing different angles to make sure that the car didn't touch when a pipe blows something over. We have to make sure that the car didn't touch. If you can't prove that your car didn't touch that pipe, that cone, so I don't know. You know, I'm just a little thought on it, you know, because if you can't prove that your car, the exhaust blew it over, might be out of luck. That's my opinion. I'm standing by.
All right.
Hey,
let me keep. Yeah.
I also want to add to it, when y'all was speaking on the people that passed, Brother Elton Evans, he passed away. His funeral was yesterday. He had the car called Up Jump the Devil. He was one of the guys that one of the old time racers too. Also, and
oh,
I thought,
man,
I would put that in too. While y'all putting people in your prayers, I wanted y'all to put Elton Evans in your prayers also.
Wow.
He had the car called Up Jump the Devil.
Okay, I appreciate that, Brother Larry.
All right.
I didn't know about that, but yeah, thank you. So everybody heard that. Yeah, let's keep them in your prayers. Let me keep going. 313-5205. Your mic is open. Is that right?
Yeah. About the center line stuff.
First
of all, I keep my grudge racing family in my prayers, everything they go through. The bad people, the good people at the track, y'all some of the best people to hang out with. And not just hang out with, y'all family, y'all good family. Because as you know, some people have their good qualities and some have their bad. But we need everybody to have the party that we do. So I appreciate all y'all, you know. So y'all in my prayers, whatever y'all going through. You know? Okay, now about the center line. That's why I love grudge racing, because when you have a race and you put money on the line, everybody states, we going to do 500 on 1500, something so-and-so, track rules. But you can also stip anything you want to into a grudge race. So you're really not going by the track rules totally. You bending them just because if you grudging, you bending them off real. Because y'all turning the lights off and y'all doing what y'all want to do. And at a cop-style race, they have different rules towards the center line. So it just all depends on what was talked about. But as far as it blowing something and all that, no, the car has to, they have to prove that it went over, basically. But when you go by track rules, you only going, when you go by track rules, you're still only going to the knowledge of that person who's making the final decision, who might not even know the true rule.
Mm-hmm.
His rule might be outdated. He might not be up to school on his rule book or whatever. Same thing happens in the NFL and the NBA. Them guys on the floor in professional sports will make a call that'll have the whole nation in an uproar. But guess what? It's still going to cause that team to lose that game that day. And they got to bite the bullet and come back and play another day, or they didn't make it to the Super Bowl, the playoffs, or whatnot. So track rules, as far as grudge racing, do not apply. If you smart enough, you're going to step all that stuff out the way that you think is an issue. But neither one of y'all know how y'all cars going to go down there that particular pass, or who's going to cross, or who's going to red light, or if the red light even going to come on, or if the guy upstairs say the other guy beat you to the eighth when you know you was looking him in the face and looking by, he was behind you when y'all crossed the eighth. But when they call up to the tower and the light didn't go off, guess who got that final call? That somebody who might not even make the right call. So, you know, that helped. That's a beautiful thing in the sports, too, because I know it's a bunch of people sitting at home right now. Like, if that guy didn't know what the hell he was talking about, I would have lost that race. But he gave it to me, and I didn't say nothing, and I took that money and went home. It might not be what he should have did, but, you know, I done been there for some of those where they say,
right,
oh, let's go to the tower. And I done been at the end like, oh, my camera wasn't on, but my man, he didn't catch him. And then they call, and then they wait 5 minutes, and guess what? That other side jumping for joy when they know they got their ass whooped. So,
yeah.
Track rules, and when you're racing at the track, you're racing on the street anyway, if it's a grudge race. So it's one and the same. That's why I attend grudge races, because it's more room for creativity is what we're going to call it.
Hey, Hood,
can I ask you a question?
Let me ask you a quick question.
Would you instigate on a gamble with your camera? If you saw something nobody didn't see, would you volunteer and show the information, the mess of a gamble, or would you just keep quiet?
No, if you notice how I film when I'm at the line most of the time, that's so people don't know how fast each other's cars is or don't know who won. I want the question, to be honest, I want the question mark to be there because I love the question mark. I don't like that clear cut, this guy did this and said, but I'm not going to instigate on the gamble. I made that decision when I started. I ain't going to run up there and say, oh, something, they're going to have to work that out. That's if you got a clear-cut set of rules and it's boxed in, that's not what I come from. I want stuff to be more open and a little more chaotic because that's my nature. You know, if it's too many rules and it's too much regulation, and I wouldn't even be there.
If somebody asks you, got a video of my race to prove that this didn't happen, then you'll volunteer to show the video?
They're going to see the video anyway. It's going to go up. I'm not going to hold it or stuff like that. But as far as me stopping everything I'm doing and go over, they're not going to get that. Because that's what the track officials are there for, both parties, everybody else with cameras. Because you could have every race to be so controlled and so tight-knit that you could know who wins every race every time. All you need is two cameras. You need one to set straight across the finish line, one to set straight across the center line, and one pointing at the lights. That's easy. They don't even got to be real cameras. They could be three cell phones. But if you got 1,000 Negroes out there and they ain't dedicated them three cameras to that race, that's shame on them, you know? But it's so much hype and excitement and stuff like that, they don't care. They out there to have fun at first, and they out there to for that. They not out there to see who won a race clear-cut every time. That's not what grudge racers go for. They could give a damn about who win. They out there for the rest of it. They out there for the confusion, the talk junk, the ifs, the ands, and buts. We got to run that over. And it's fun. you know, it might not be fun to the guy who on the losing side of that day because, you know, when he get home, it wasn't about the money. It's just that he don't want this guy talking junk, man. He whooped his butt. So,
well, the reason why I brought it up to you because, you know, Carter interfered in a gamble. So on video of a race.
But certain people, that's their integrity. I mean, he might think a little differently and want to know and want who he think won to say they won, but everybody's different. But me personally, I'm not like that, you know. But when they damn sure get home, if I took a good video of it, they're going to be arguing when it come up. Like, look, hey, there it go. You know, I'm not gonna keep it from the public, but I'm not gonna
interfere.
I'm not gonna interfere. I'm gonna
If you work for the Towers and you instant replay for the Towers, like an NBA game, to instant replay the call games, I can understand you. You know, you go instant replay and sign out. But if you interfere with a gamble, you see something you didn't see, I think you'd be the cameraman. You should say nothing and get involved with that. Don't pop up, oh, yeah, I got a video. This will really happen.
That's personally how I roll, but they are different. They are, you know, I'm not going to interfere because, you know, like I said, that's not what I'm there for.
All right. Well,
you know?
All right.
Well,
you know?
let me open up this
okay,
one moment.
No problem.
612-5859, your mic is open.
What up, Sean?
What up, Todd?
Not much. Just calling to thank you for the race this weekend. And me and Buford worked out a second race that we'll do when we see each other again. So
okay.
We will get a race back.
Okay. You giving us the break?
No, we got something else worked out.
Oh, y'all got – oh, that's you and Buford. Y'all got it worked out?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, I mean, ain't no problem. I know myself. I always say everybody can call somebody out. Everybody can say that they did something. But I believe myself. You got to make a race happen, and I believe that we made a race happen. And unfortunately.
Oh yeah,
anytime you start from the break in the clear to the racing head up, I believe that's making a race happen. So we lost, I mean, but we will be back. But I mean, if somebody got to do it, I mean, you know, it's got to start somewhere, and I believe we started it. So hopefully, that was Buford from Rough Racing versus Todd with the Ugly Duckling.
Oh, okay. I missed that one.
Yeah. So, hopefully,
hey, quick question, Sam. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Who did GQ race?
GQ raced Batman.
They beat Batman.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It was so many races, Will. Oh man, I can't even name them all. Tell you the truth, if you go on clocksoff.com, they up all of them up there. For the ones that I know that's recorded, I'm quite sure. You know what? I'm almost positive. It's some races that's not on that list. But those are the recorded ones. Drag. Where you at, Drag? I'm looking for you. I don't see you. all the mics are open. I appreciate y'all input with this topic. I don't know if I don't know if we really ever come to some type of conclusion, but I think the awareness is definitely there. here you go. Come on, Drag.
Okay, can you hear me, Sam?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, man, how y'all doing, man, everybody?
We good. How about you?
I'm good, man. I've been listening to you, but off and on I was working, you know, trying to get a couple cars ready here for the race this weekend, but I've been listening to you. That's really good, real good talk to you, Josh. Really good.
Yeah, well, we trying to, you know, get some type of something, you know, even if it's just an understanding. I think Junior came on with the last. It's up to you, really, to know where you at, what's going on, and so forth and so on. But what you got for us, Drag?
I think Detroit Hood, I think that was him that was talking. He nailed it when he said, when you go to grudge race at the track rules don't apply. The only way that the track rules apply is to be stipulated. You know, like that stuff that people said, we talked about the situation with Terrell and Tony Bynes that
right.
weekend. If Terrell did not get a red light, that was a race, bro. I don't care if it had been me he was running. If he had left and didn't get a red light and I was racing him, I would have lost, bro. That would have been a loser for me. Okay? That's just how it is. Now, the situation with, they say Pete crossed the center line. Pete did not cross the center line. His exhaust blew the cone over. He got close to the line, but he did not cross it. And in street racing, bro, if you don't have to crack the gas, if a car don't interfere with you to the point where you got to crack the gas, it's still a race. If you're chasing him and need a car break the throttle, that's a race, man, no matter if you come in your lane. I had dudes come in my lane, I got y'all to back out, and as soon as he straightened up, I go right on back around him. You know, what did that void my win? That's street racing.
Now, see, Drag, you saying something, but, see, I don't know if that's, see, an old school determination opposed to a new school determination, or what a really of a race. But like you say now, everybody going, I mean, if you don't stip it, then what, you know, I think the best thing that ever happened with Hootie and Pete was they ran it over. I think that was the best thing that should have happened, in my opinion. I just think that was the fair way. That just keep down the argument. You know, maybe I'm wrong, but I just think, you know, they didn't have to, but in my mind, they raced it over just to be fair about it. Everybody's not going to do that. So I take my hat off to them, you know, for doing it all. I mean, just them and Hootie for racing the race over just to be fair.
Well, that definitely was they had a disagreement on both parties. So the best way to resolve that disagreement is to rerun the race, which they rerun. Hootie went deep, you know, and turned the red light off, and he paid the race. He lost, obviously, he lost the case. I don't think
right.
that Hootie felt like he was trying to G no money or nothing like that on the first race. He truly felt that he won the race.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And people that he won the race. So that
exactly.
was just, you know, that was just a misunderstanding between the both of them. You know, I've seen the race. I was right there. I actually bet it on Pete. I bet it $100. I told Trail. I bet it $100. But from what I've seen, Hootie did not win the race. You know, but when they re-ran the race, I was fine with that. But the little $100 I was betting a big scam, it didn't even matter if we'd have lost. You know, big deal.
Right.
But, It's got to be some type of lines drawn on this stuff because it's getting crazy, man. It's pushing the racers out of the game.
Well, I mean,
Rick is pushing the racers out of the game because they're not racing; they just skip it. The races are no longer drag racing; it's skip racing. That's what it should be called instead of growth racing. It should be called skip racing.
Well,
Let's do this.
I said it earlier. If y'all, I don't know if y'all heard me, but it's got to start somewhere. Now, I believe with all those races that happen Saturday, hopefully it'll trickle down to everybody to start something fresh and new as far as racing is concerned. Not with stipping, not with, you know, trying to do something for nothing or whatever. Hopefully it'll spark somebody. I know it sparked me. I mean, I raced, I lost. Well, we as a team, we lost. We raced and we lost. Hopefully, I mean, it's going to keep going. It's going to keep going, not just for us, but for everybody that was even if you didn't race, you heard about it. Hopefully it'll make you want to race. So we gonna just, you know, continue to keep, man, keep going. So, man, Drag, what you got?
I ranked that race this past weekend, Sham, as one of the best grudge race events that I've ever been to, you know, and I've been to a lot of them.
That's right.
You know, that was a really great racing event. And anything, when you got a bunch of people, you're going to have some things going to have disagreements. And from just the normal disagreements and stuff, man, Tony them had an awesome deal there. It was great. I enjoyed myself. I had a good time. You know, and it was no bunch of riffraff going on. It was a bunch of racing, man.
That's right.
And Hootie and Pete and them, you know, had their disagreement. They came together like men, and they resolved it. Hootie and them paid
that's
the
right.
race off like a man. That's how
exactly.
it's good, man. So, no harm, no foul. You know what I'm saying? Them dudes is good dudes. They fat dudes in my book, you know, because if they wasn't fat, they wouldn't even agree to rerun the race, especially when they thought they won. So,
absolutely.
Hats off to them and their team, man. Right. That's right. To Pete as well. You know, Pete is my guy. You know what I'm saying? I go down with Pete, win, lose, or draw. It wasn't nothing personal mm-hmm. against Hootie or Terrell. Pete is my guy. Three Love is my guy. All y'all know that. I met with them dudes to the end.
Yeah. What you got going this week, Drag?
Oh, man. We got 2 days of some serious racing. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not the head of both of them. I got our Southside buddy, Donye. We got to talk about him first because his race is first. For those that got dogs want to see some drag racing, go do some drag racing. You got to come on over to Cordova and watch Donye and his deal get off. And let's support him. His first deal, let's make it as big as we can. Everybody. You know, we got enough time to run both races. I have a race Saturday and Sunday, and I basically have toned my Saturday race down to support Donye. So my big day is considered Sunday. For those that ain't got enough racing, which I hope you guys still want to go watch some racing and do some stuff, man, let's go to Donye Saturday and then leave Saturday and come to Byron on Sunday, which is en route of home. Anybody living in Chicago, you got to come up through by Byron. The exit, you know, the highway to get to Cordova, so it won't be out your way. We got a full day of grudge racing on Sunday. We got a full day of test and tune on Saturday. Qualifying for my quick gate race will be Sunday morning. I'm going to qualify two qualifying sessions, and then after the tracks get started, we're going to run the first round of the quick gate. We got several grudge races that are supposed to go down, but I'm not going to sit here and tell you that I know of any locked-in confirmed races that's locked in. But there has been a lot of confirmed, you know, grudge matches. So that'll be good. I got one of my buddies supposedly going to bring his turbo car down, and this is a bad-to-the-bone 10-inch tire turbo car. And when I tell you bad, it's bad. He's supposed to be coming with it if everything goes well. And as usual, we're going to have plenty of food, you know, until it runs out. Any type of non-alcoholic beverages, you know, just feel free to come over by us and drink and eat all you can, man, all day long.
All right. And that's Sunday at what time the track opens Sunday, Drag?
That's at Byron. Gates open at 9 o'clock. It's $20 entry fee. Our entry fee was $20 last year. It hasn't went up. You know, we're trying to keep it, you know, moderate for the races and stuff, man, and especially I know – people trying to go to both races and things like that. This money is a little tight, man. But it's $20 to spectator and $35 for car and driver. You know,
okay.
And for those that got a pretty fast car, say like bottom eight second, a quicker car, if you want to come over and try to qualify for the quick eight, if you let me know, I automatically let you in. And if you get in, you got a shot to run for $1,000. It don't cost you nothing.
All right. Well, y'all heard it. Y'all, man, Saturday, everybody know. Saturday, Donye at Cordova. Sunday is Big Drag at Byron Dragway. Man, y'all, everybody going to be there. We all going. So, man, I appreciate you, Drag.
I appreciate you too, Sham. Let me come on the show, brother, and shed a little light about the grudge race game and give me an opportunity to talk about my race and things like that, man. Good to hear from all these guys, man. I'm glad these guys is getting along. We all getting along, man. And Saturday was a test to show that we can all go to these one tracks with all of us there and everybody get along, man, and have no problems. And that definitely was a weekend to remember last Saturday, bro.
Oh, absolutely. If we racing, we ain't got no choice but to get along. You ain't got time for no foolishness if you get into the line. All the other stuff is extra. Just get to the line.
That's right, that's right. Hey, Sham, one other thing. I got Bud, me and Bud in the truck together. He wanted to say something to you.
Okay.
What up, Sham? What up, D? What up, y'all?
What up, Bud?
What up, Bud?
I didn't want to let y'all. Hey, what up, Larry? Hey, listen. I didn't want to let y'all know that I'm throwing a race December 25th at Byron. I want all y'all to be there.
Okay.
December 25th. Sorry. And I want y'all to support me. Bring your igloo. Bring your igloo and your mother.
We gonna be there. I'm gonna be there early.
Larry, I got a snowmobile for your ass, Larry.
I'll see you. I know I'll see you this weekend, bud.
Right, right. Y'all coming, right?
Yeah, we coming.
All right, December 26th, day after Christmas.
All right, I appreciate it. Y'all heard it, December 25th.
26th. I got a special guest going to be there. His name is Santa Claus, a.k.a. Chris Kringle. He will be there live. He got a sled, too. He's trying to get out with
him. Well, he owes me a whole lot of stuff.
Yeah, he got real horsepower. He called it dead power.
That's right. All right,
hey,
cool.
Y'all, I didn't want to mess. I just wanted to fuck with y'all. Hey,
all right, man. I appreciate you, bud.
Yeah, we'll see y'all at the race.
Okay, babe.
All right,
All right, I got two more lines, y'all. Let me get them. 708-6839. Your mic is open.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? This is Vaz.
What up, Vaz?
Peanut. What's going on with everybody?
What's going on, brother?
All right.
Hey, Vaz, you had that banana Saturday, huh? You had that banana Saturday, huh? You had that banana Saturday.
Hey, I ate it before I could stick it in their tailpipe. Man, you knocked off me, y'all. Congratulations, boss. Thanks, man. Thanks. Hey, Drag, where my baby mama at? Three love.
Hey,
y'all went in the bushes.
Hey, boss, you put a 65-year-old man in your car, man. What's wrong with you?
Man.
The legendary.
You can handle this,
you
got
it now. Tree down, though.
The legendary.
Did he pull that tree down?
Hey, did he tell you anything about his back? You know, he taught me how to drive a race car, bro.
Yeah.
Rabbit, the first one ever put me in a fast car, bro.
Damn.
That man is awesome, bro. When he's on his game, boy, I'm telling you, ain't nobody no better. They may be as good as him, but they ain't going to be no better.
Yeah, that's my buddy right there.
Yeah.
Yeah,
he know what to do when you put him behind that driver's seat.
Yeah, he definitely know what to do.
Hey, I got to go, y'all, but I hope to see all of y'all this weekend, and I'll make sure I tell Three Love. Three Love car's ready, too, boss.
Okay.
So
which one,
man? Three Love's car, Pac-Man.
I seen it over there the other day at the shop. Hey, tell him I said car. Tell him I said come.
I'll make sure I do that. Y'all take it easy.
Okay.
I'll see y'all this weekend, bro.
Okay,
all right,
Dre.
773-3625. Your mic is open.
Big Sham.
Yes, sir.
I just want to say hello. I'm just recording the show with the baby boy. And I had a ball with all of you guys in Martin, Michigan.
Baby boy.
How you doing, brother? I just want to let everybody know that we had a ball in Martin, Michigan. We're going to have a ball this weekend that's coming up. And I just want to always support the people that support me because I'm going to always support the people that support me, man. That's just bottom line, man. And people in these drag races, they need to learn about track rules before they try to engage at the track, man. The street, the drag told me last week on my show, Cadillac Joe and Baby Boy tomorrow, on Big Sham show tonight. He told me, I said, man, well, we having these shows and things of that nature. Why we can't have these guys try to be more professional coming from the streets? And he said, in drag quote, they got these guys coming from the street, baby. You can't do that because a lot of guys don't know. That's the reason we had these shows, to ask questions, the things that you don't know. The things that you don't know, ask questions, man, because I don't want you to get messed up at the tree of the person blew some on the other side of the track, because the track rules say if I pop a lug off my car, so off the hood of my car, truck, door, or anything, going in the next lane, I disqualify and I have to pay them people, man. You have to realize and understand certain things, man. People that's racing, and I respect a whole lot of guys that's racing, man, right now, that's been racing for years and things of that nature, they don't know track fucking rules, Big Sham. And I'm going to leave it at that. And I'm going to support your show, and I'm gone, bro. I'm going back on
I appreciate
man.
You, baby boy. Thanks, y'all, tomorrow night. Baby boy and Cadillac Joe, tomorrow night, 8 o'clock. Let me open up these last two lines. 313-7173, your mic is open.
What's going on, Big Sham?
What's happening? Shake and bake.
Shake and bake, man.
What's up,
yeah,
brother?
Yeah, man, you had a real good show, man, real good topic, bro.
I appreciate it.
And hope everything work out for us, man, because all this knowledge is very important.
Well, we trying. We sure trying, man. If we could just, you know, mix it up a little bit, everybody give a little bit of their opinion. I was talking to some people at Tony's race, some legends in their own right, Twan and Brett and Jay. These guys out of Chicago been around and racing for a lot of years, and if we could just you know, capture a little bit of, you know, what really I'm all about, and if we could just show a snippet of the racing that was going on in the 80s and the 90s, we gonna be batting a thousand. We really gonna be batting a thousand, and that's what I'm trying to get to. And like I said before, it started Saturday because that was, like, unbelievable. It was just really, I mean, I can't say it enough. It was unbelievable. So hopefully some of that will rub off and it'll just keep on going for the rest of this race season. I appreciate you calling, Bake, though.
All right, man.
Yes, sir. 773-4015, your mic is open.
What's going on, fella? This teacher boy. What up, Chicken Bake?
What up, preacher boy?
What up, Rick?
Nothing, man. Y'all had a good topic tonight, because we've been arguing about this shit for 2 days. I'm glad you brought it up, man. It was a good topic.
Oh, I appreciate it, man.
These people, they got to know the rules and put their people on the finish line and the starting line. That's all I got to say about it, man.
That's right. Well, let me the mics are open. Everybody is open. Let me go through these announcements right quick. Then I'm going to let y'all go for a few minutes. And I mean, anybody got something to say, y'all go ahead. Our sponsor is Clocks Off, clocksoff.com. Everybody go to the website. I'm asking everybody, man, talk on the website. Talk on the website. Post stuff on the website. Use the website. We always talking about something. I mean, you don't got to pay for it. All you got to do is use it. Go on there. The site is for us. You got to go on there and use it. Go on there, talk smack to each other. Do whatever you need to do, but just go on it. I'm pleading with y'all. Go on the site. Saturday, Donye, Cordova Dragway is going down. Everybody know. Sunday, Big Drag is going down at Byron Dragway. September the 6th, myself, Big Sham, and Bruce Leroy, we're doing it one more time. All these street cars and streetable cars that want this recognition, be there or be square. It's going down, I guarantee you. It's going to be something to see. September the 6th, No Limit Raceway. Make sure I'm open invitation to all the Michigan guys that's got these street and streetable cars that want to engage with us. We come up there to Michigan. Man, we want y'all to come back and do a little bit down here too. Come on and get with the program and let's do this racing thing. We got a few minutes left, y'all. The mics are open. Anybody looking for that's looking for action Saturday or Sunday, the mics are open. I'm going to let y'all go for a few minutes. I ain't got but a few minutes. Anybody got anything?
Hey, Sham.
Yeah.
Hey, Sham, Big Will. I don't know if Buck's race, but you know, Cordova does have a race January 1st every year for the last 8-9 years. January 1st, they have a race. They only been snowed out twice, 2 or 3 times in the last 8-9 years. So January 1st,
wow,
they do race out there.
Wow. That's interesting to know. As cold as it is outside, man, I don't want it. Man, please. Ain't no way.
Yeah. I didn't go last year because I think it was a lot of snow. But year before last, I went. It was cold, but they was out there running.
Well, as long as it ain't no snow. I know a day where we was definitely on the street in good December. You know what? I have seen it where the World of Wheels is in February, and they left the World of Wheels to get down on the street. Tyrone and Skin, I remember that like it was yesterday, and it was cold as I don't know what outside, but it wasn't snowing. So, man, that's what's up. That's some true racing back then. If we could just get a glimpse of it, that's all I want is a little glimpse of it, then we're going to be batting 1,000.
Hey, Big Sham.
Yeah.
Hey, drag racing is all year long if the weather permits.
Oh, absolutely.
If the weather permits. Hey, Lil Greg and Big Drag run my daddy, right? This baby boy. They fuck my Christmas clean up. They fuck my Christmas clean up, man. They run them. They run them. They run them. Got a week before Christmas. I ain't had nothing but a remote control car.
They mess you up.
Fuck my daddy up, man. They put him in the oil pan, man. That man was in the oil pan, man. And every time Lil Greg dragged his back, that shit crazy, man.
Man, that's right. Well, man, I ain't got but a few minutes left. Let me congratulate, man, that I can remember off the top of my head, Brother Todd and Tatis Driver, Rough Racing, Buford, Rough, and myself, Big Sham, GQ Racing, all the, you know what, I hate I did that, but I can't remember all the Chicago people that raced. I'm just saying, I'm biased because I'm from Chicago, but I just want to congratulate all them Chicago guys that got down. I really take my hat off to y'all. Hootie, Terrell, I just take my hat off to everybody, man, that just stepped in and got down. Let's keep it going, y'all. And with that being said, man, I'm going to shut it down, y'all. Until next Thursday, I see everybody Friday at Cordova.
Tell that Joe will be locked up.
Oh, boy. All right, y'all. In a minute.